Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called Equality Act guts religious freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this dangerous bill. Yes, this Equality Act is unprecedented. Let me give you a little bit of example. If you go back to 1993, the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 was passed unanimously by the U.S. House, 97-3 in the U.S. Senate, and signed into law by Bill Clinton. It was supported by groups such as the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, on the one hand, and Christian Legal Society and Liberty Counsel and others on the other hand. So the bottom line is Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Conservatives, Liberals, different public interest organizations across the spectrum all supported religious freedom. This particular so-called Equality Act, known as H.R. 5 in the House and now sitting in the Senate, repeals the Religious Freedom Restoration Act as it relates to any aspect of this Equality Act. And by the way, Holly, this is not just one bill. This one bill changes many federal laws, and it expands the federal government's reach into every, and I want to emphasize, every corner of our lives.
This affects every Christian. You know, it's when you talk about what happened in 93 and then now, years later, they've gone total opposite with our Senate and House in regards to religious freedom. Totally the opposite direction. But this affects every single Christian. So yeah, every single Christian needs to speak out about
this. And there's so much more that we have on this issue at lc.org/HR5. I encourage you to go there to learn more about it. lc.org/HR5. And most importantly, not only learn about it, but act on it and let your senators know, and you can do that at lc.org/HR5, to stop the Equality Act.
So this act just throws RFRA out the window.
Oh, it throws it out the window, completely out the window. So it applies in terms of the subject matters. Its reach is everywhere. It's everywhere. I can't overestimate that and emphasize it. It's everywhere. You can't escape it. And it even will affect your sale of something on eBay or the website, any website, with regards to LGBT and Q, I'll get back to that, and abortion.
Well, for example, if I was selling something on the website, how would that affect that?
Well, take, for example, putting something on the website right now that opposes the Equality Act or that says that you believe marriage is the union of a man and a woman.
That's our website.
That's discriminatory under the Equality
Act.
Wow. So it will have a very negative effect on lots of different things, including for churches are under the Equality Act because the Religious Freedom Restoration Act does not apply, and religious schools. So let's look at this. What happens with regards to a church? Well, it's underneath it. There's no exemption. It does not, for the first time, exempt churches or religious organizations.
So a church mission would be to have a Christian pastor, would have Christian teachers in the church as well as in the school.
Staff, and also Christian principles and policies regarding human sexuality and marriage, that it is between a man and a woman.
Have separate bathrooms for men and women. That's
right,
a given.
Right, and shower rooms and locker rooms and sports.
And not allow boys to sleep with girls in outings.
And overnight trips.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to segregate the boys here and the girls here. Boys are in this tent. Girls are in this tent. Boys are in this section of the hotel. Girls are in this section of the hotel. Or if you're in houses, we're going to put the boys over here, the girls over there, or in different places.
Right.
So you segregate them, obviously, for good reasons and for obvious reasons. But now, if you have a boy or a man that wants to use the showers, the locker rooms, be on the same sports team, be in the same tent, be in the same hotel room, sleep in the same room with them, you will not be able to prevent that. If, in fact, you have weddings on church property and then somebody wants a same-sex ceremony on church property, you will not be able to refuse that.
What about a pastor? A pastor, somebody who applies, who says that person identifies as a woman,
well,
but he's really a biological man.
Well, that's going to be a really big challenge, certainly as it relates to staff. You know, you're going to have that. Teachers, you're going to have that happen where this is all going to be challenged. In fact, you know, we have a situation up in Madison, Wisconsin. This person who teaches in the elementary school level sent out a video K through 5 at the blessing of the principal telling the students, "You used to know me as Mr., but no more. I want you from now on, henceforth, to call me Mix, MX, because I'm neither male nor female. Sometimes I'm both, sometimes I'm neither."
But he dressed as a woman when he did the video.
Right, right. So telling the kindergartens through fifth grade, "You knew me as Mr., but I'm no longer that. I want you to call me Mix." Now, what happens if they call him Mr.? In fact, he says, "I know you'll make a mistake a few times, but you need to start calling me Mix." They could be disciplined. This all applies to churches and church schools. So if you're noncompliant, if you object, if you continue to have your policies on human sexuality and marriage and so forth, and your policies on men's and women's restroom, etc., you will lose your tax-exempt status. There is no question about it.
And there's no safe space. If you're saying even something online is not safe.
Exactly.
No
safe
space.
So what you have listed online, because it applies to a good, singular, amazingly, just a good, not goods, a service, any service, not services, and a program online. It says that it is not limited to a, quote, physical facility or place, close quote. That's from the Equality Act. And the Religious Freedom Restoration Act does not apply. Mm-hmm. Now, let's put this in the context of LGBT and Q. Q, according to the Senate bill, stands for queer. Now, LGBTQ Nation is a pro-LGBTQ advocacy organization. It's one of many. And it specifically says that Q applies to anything in addition to LGBT. It's the entire universe. It covers everything. Well, what is everything? Well, it's not just lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transvestite or transgender, but it includes all of the nearly 550, there's actually about 549, sexual deviant paraphilias. Now, they have all kinds of permutations, but one of the paraphilias that's well known is pedophilia, having sexual relations with or desires toward young people. That is covered as well. There is no question that it is covered. It also is covering abortion. So take the Hobby Lobby case, Holly. Remember Hobby Lobby and Little Sisters of the Poor? They said, "We don't want to provide, in the case of Little Sisters of the Poor, contraception and abortion-inducing drugs and devices." And Hobby Lobby says, "We don't want to provide abortion-inducing drugs and devices."
It's against our mission statement.
It's against our mission statement, against our religious principles. They ended up winning at the U.S. Supreme Court in a very narrow split decision using the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, you remove the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and guess what? They lose. Why? Because in 1990, the Supreme Court, in a decision, a terrible one, needs to be overruled, lots of criticism of it, in the Smith decision, weakened the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They said it's only going to apply if there's unequal treatment. If churches are limited, but other exemptions are available for secular, similar kinds of activity. But if you can't show that, if it's applied across the board, everybody's under, say, the Equality Act, then under the First Amendment, churches lose. Churches lose because of that bad decision until the Supreme Court turns it over and reverses it. That's why Congress got together and said, "This is ridiculous. We've always had strong religious freedom under the First Amendment. Let's pass this Religious Freedom Restoration Act." So they did in 1993, overwhelmingly. Lots of states followed suit. Now you remove the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, Hobby Lobby loses. They'll have to provide abortion-inducing drugs and devices. Little Sisters of the Poor lose. Churches lose, not only in the particular issue, but tax exemption. schools as well. Non-compliant schools like colleges and universities lose also accreditation, and on and on and on.
Matt, this is evil and demonic, and it affects everyone. We should all pay attention and act now.
And to do that, I'm encouraging you and your friends, go to lc.org/HR5. There you can fax the senators, you can sign the petition, and you can also call. Do all three. Do it, and do it quickly, and let your friends and your community know about it as well. lc.org/HR5. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.